You know, I always thought I had like 2-hour training to about public speaking. Shit. And one of the points I heard that the person told me is that imagine you're speaking to a child,
yeah.
not in a childlike yes, voice, but like
yes.
when you explain things, you don't have to use jargons.
Yeah.
And you also don't have to speak so loud.
Yes.
Like you don't have to prove a point because yes. the fact that you're speaking to them
yes.
means you know something correct. More than they correct. Do.
It's the same with writing. Nice. The goal, kaya nga, when I write, my goal is always to be understood, not to sound impressive. Kaya when someone says, oh my God, that's so impressive, meaning they, I might be using highfalutin words or you know.
Yeah,
right.
That's so true.
I aim to be understood by everyone, up to the
to resonate with people,
up to the lowest educational attainment. Yeah.
Alam mo, so this is I think one of the most heartwarming compliments I got when I do public speaking. So let's say we talk, right, and then yeah. we're able to explain or break down a concept to a certain level, mm-hmm. kahit entry level, maintindihan.
Yes.
And then my friend was like, that's how you know the person really knows what she's talking about.
Yeah.
When you can explain the yes. most complicated matter very simple.
Yung kaya mo explain to a child.
Yeah.
If you can explain to a child what you do in life or in your business, then you know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Kasi
that's a public speaking.
You don't prepare for a TED Talk. Eh.
Uh-oh.
Right?
Yeah.
right?
Even TED Talks though, like... One thing, I'm sure you know this, I saw a book,
Talk Like Ted.
It's telling a story.
Yeah.
And kids like stories.
Yes.
And I think we never really outgrow that.
Yeah. One thing na parang na-develop, it's a skill that I'm able to talk to kids. Like, who talaga. Are mga 5 years old, na parang, pag pinapanood ako ng wife ko, sabi niya, ano pinag-usapan niyo? Wala, yung interest niya. Tapos, ano yung sinasabi mo sa kanya? Wala, in-explain kung paano nag-work yung ganito.
That's so interesting, ha? Huh?
Yeah.
So then it stays the same. Talking about the person's interest and showing interest to that no matter what age you are.
Correct. Yes. Because the comprehension level of a 5-year-old, medyo konti pa yung vocabulary nila. So you have to go, you cannot use overly stated or no, underly stated words na hindi pa nila alam. Like, what's that? What's that?
Yeah, and actually, sometimes they ask the most basic questions that we tend to forget once we keep on doing things, and then it even helps you. Ayo nga, no? You get reminded of the basics, how important things are.
Correct.
And their questions are very raw and unfiltered. Yeah.
And we're already talking about marketing.
Yeah,
because
actually.
That's the goal of marketing. Like, a game of marketing is to be understood by your target market, not to sound like, oh, wow, it's so cool. It's like he's using these... deep words to explain, etc. Okay, you look cool. If that's your market, then okay lang. Kung market mo yung tipong to look impressive. Like, I think there are high fashion brands, for example, that aim to look impressive. So they use sophisticated types of words.
Yeah.
Diba?
Yeah.
You've noticed those. Like, if you look at, let's say, brands na, like, I think North Face. No, not North Face. Stone Island, for example, is a streetwear brand that I follow. Fear of God, they use specific types of words that hindi commonly used. But when you go to like masa brands that are there in public, they use simple words.
Yeah, so that, you know.
It attracts the particular market.
That market, like you don't have to be...
The snob market versus the welcoming market.
So like, I was telling you, I was listening to Seth Godin on the way here to Manila this morning. And he did say
like
that.
Layas, no?
Like, no, sobrang, because I
like ang out of town, no? Like, pagkakausapin kita na, saan ka? Sa ano, ganito? I'll be out of town kasi.
Work-life balance. Work-life. I like nature so much.
Sagad yung life balance niya.
Oh, mahalaga yun. Memento mori. So, he was
this
saying
girl
that.
This girl's living her life.
He has like 19 bestsellers.
Yeah.
But his bestseller books are catering to just about 1% of the population.
Right.
And then he was like, for others, that is failure. But no.
Yeah.
That 1% is your niche, and that is your market. Yep. And which was also, he was saying, which was so good, maybe it's a common knowledge now for us when we say advertising is different from marketing.
Mm-hmm.
But then the way it was explained is that advertising is paying to promote your brand so yeah. that you can have more money to promote your brand or your
right,
products.
Right.
Marketing, on the other hand, is actually telling a story that yes. would resonate to your market.
Right.
And it's not necessarily just through advertising.
Yeah. Two completely different things. So yeah. marketing talaga, it's how you build your crowd. It's like, you know, you go to a public place in a market, like say in a park, and you start talking, and then you start attracting people who really yeah. want to know more about it, and then the real ones would actually stay and buy your product.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? Imagine you're selling a potato peeler na kakaibang klase. Oh, yung magde-demo, di ba? You're doing that, and then people get attracted, di ba? Sa Quiapo. I go to Quiapo and watch those people. Doon may mic, mabis magsalita. I get really attracted to them and the stuff that they sell and how they do it. Then you see a crowd gathering around them and saying, okay, useful sa akin, I'll stay. Iba naman parang, hindi ko kailangan yan, tambak lang yan. Alis. So the real buyers will stay because you've already gathered them. So nafa-funnel mo lang yung following mo.
Yeah, and that's so important. It's I never believe in when you market your brand, for example, you market everything, all of your products.
No.
You have to champion a certain product.
Yeah.
Kasi others would think para mas makatipid. But yeah. you have to, I guess, tap a certain emotional trigger or yeah. a certain
yes.
pain point.
Sabi ko, if it, sabi nga, advert marketing something should para make your eyes dilute, like make it excited. Na para pag nakita mo, like when you go to a store window and you see that dress that you like, oh my God.
May spark.
Okay, I'm going inside. Yeah, I'm checking it. Diba?
But so maybe other people will think it's just a scarf, but honestly, the whole team behind it, the visual merch, the lighting, the music, yeah. the overall feel also made you feel that spark.
Yes.
And that's a whole...
The experience.
Whole team. Yeah, it's the whole an experience. Whole team job. Yeah. And in relation to that, right, to your example na nagsistay yung talaga interesado, I just realized, let's say Lambo or luxury cars, they don't have much TV commercials.
Mm-hmm.
Because their market are not couch potatoes.
Are not watching TV.
They're not yeah. watching TV.
We're not selling to people who are watching TV.
Right? Maybe if they do just business news in the morning, that's it.
Yes.
Yeah. And that was like, yeah, you should know your market and not be scared to tap that very small percentage.
Right. And that's why if you watch noontime shows, right, what's the commercial in noontime shows?
Uh-oh.
You already know what brands are there.
Yeah.
Right? They notice market. The brands. Right?
Yeah.
See. Paggabi and the primetime news, you will see a different type of set of commercials, right?
Yeah.
In the morning, you'll see a different set of commercials, right?
Even the ones, yung mga, I forgot what it's called, but late night, they demo different home tools, let's say.
Home TV shopping.
Because they target the moms who can't sleep yet,
yep.
and then they end up shopping.
Yeah, at night, that. Yeah. Minsan, iba hapon pa nga eh. Ibang channel, di ba?
Yeah, they know the when the kids are not home, so
they
watch TV.
So states ganun, after 10 p.m., it's all infomercials. Infomercials. Like other channels, hanggang 10 p.m. lang yung shows. Tapos after that, 10 p.m., 11 p.m., hanggang 5 a.m. na yun.
Talaga?
Puro infomercials na yun. And that's why I would be like glued to tears, like, what is this guy selling? Misa yung pala mga charlatan na some are selling mga audiobooks on how to get wealthy. So it's a mixed bag. Some are selling watches, anything under the sun. It depends on your location.
Yeah, that's true. Naalala ko, when I was still a kid, the home TV show shopping was saying...
Dahil ka nabili nun?
Talaga? No, bata ako pag di ako makatulog. Let's home say TV they make the shower such a big problem. Like, grabe, ang hirap maligo na ganito in my head. Talaga? Sobrang hirap ba talaga nun? But I guess, natawa ko sa reaction niya. But I guess that is a pain point for some people.
Yeah.
And for me, it was exaggerated. Because yeah. I was not the market. I was a kid who was bored. And I can't find a show to watch. And then, yeah.
There was one infomercial on TV during the 90s. It was a soap. Hindi siya whitening soap during the 90s. You know what it was? Pampapayat na soap. So what happens is the soap's name is Silhouette 40. Okay. I don't know if you remember. Silhouette 40. So it's I think it's a Spanish brand. And then what it does, naka-dub pa nga siya eh. Parang panahon pa rin ng mga Marimar.
Oo, kaya naka-dub.
So Silhouette, so it's dub, and then when you rub the soap on your stomach, like may burning sensation. So it feels like you're burning the pounds away.
Really?
So you're losing 2 inches after use of 3 soaps. Parang ganun. You lose 3 inches. Yeah. Silhouette 40. That was sabi ng, I think, Channel 5 back then. It was one of the best-selling products that they've had. Because it's a unique product. And then you have like this Caucasian guy and then a girl with a bikini, you know, no, as in naka 2-piece, rubbing it in their body. Tas lalaki na may abs, 6-pack na naka shorts, rubbing it in their belly and saying, you know.
Wow.
I still remember it until this day.
That I guess when you use it, you feel something.
Right.
And isn't that the idea why most, if not all, toothpaste have that mint taste?
Yes.
Because we equated with freshness.
Freshness, but no, it's
not really necessary.
It's not the freshness that you're looking for. It's the fluoride that cleans.
Diba?
Yun yung naglilinis ng mga tar and whatever in your mouth. It's not the feeling na fresh yung breath mo. It's the one, the agent that actually cleans
it. Like,
kaya nga baking soda. You can use baking soda to clean your teeth.
I know, so I tried to like deviate from that with the baking soda. I tried the charcoal toothpaste na walang mint. It doesn't feel clean.
Parang you feel like
brainwash na ako na dapat minty.
Parang you feel like you're using the toothpaste of kids.
Diba?
Diba walang kasi flavor lang siya tapos
yeah.
Parang wala. Parang
it
nothing.
Didn't work na. Like yung mga chocolate toothpaste. So, wala lang. That's marketing though.
Yeah.
Like what I cannot forget is about why oranges were...
I think that was in Seth Godin's book. This is marketing now.
Oh, yeah.
It was there.
Like, why were oranges classified as super high in vitamin C?
Right.
When in fact, it's not really. There's a lot more fruits.
Yeah.
Kiwi, for example. But it's because there was a lot of supply of oranges. They had to create a demand.
In the U.S., in California and Florida, they grew a lot of oranges. So that promote the importance of oranges.
Yeah.
And then nagkaroon ng influx din ng apples. So kaya lumabas yung an apple a day keeps a doctor away.
Marketing.
So, marketing din yun. with marketing. Dito, sa like in the Philippines, they keep on repeating the program about eggs. Huwag mo na sabihin. Pero with eggs, 1 egg a day is what you need for protein and everything for your brain cells and what have you. 1 egg a day.
Yeah.
I think it's a promotion of the government that they want to keep promoting.
And it's also so easy to remember.
Yeah.
What I'm also glad now though, like during this, I mean, smartphone generation, you can easily look for information.
Mm-hmm.
Is it really the highest or the best form of vitamin C, for example?
Yeah.
Or way back kasi, when there was lesser information in our hands, you just believe what you get.
Correct.
Diba? Imagine the soap na nakakapera.
there was no research about it. Like,
o kaya nga.
How can you research about it? Ngayon, if you put that out, then, research it, okay, wala. I'll call your bullshit.
Maka-cancel ka.
Cancel ka agad.
Ko,
imagine mo, kunwari, let's say, Ann Curtis or some high-end celebrity would endorse that soap. And then malaman na it's a fake. Remember that that strap that you wear na parang for balance? Power balance?
Oh,
remember that?
Oh,
yung uso nung early 2010 or 2008 pa ata. And ballers, like athletes would wear it for balance. Turns out, it was a hoax. Right?
But,
huh? Placebo. Yeah.
Yeah,
placebo. And until now, like me, I have that in my gym bag. When I play basketball, I have to wear that.
Nasanay ka na. Parang nag-automatic na sa'yo.
Parang if I don't have it, I can't shoot properly. Like, hindi ako balance when I play basketball. Stupid. I know my friends who play basketball laugh at me. Like,
right,
stupid.
But
yeah.
I mean, they were tapping a certain concern.
Those dude made hundreds of millions out of a rubber band that cost like 20 pesos or less to make, and they sold for 1,000.
I remember that. Everyone was wearing it.
3,000 pesos back then.
Yeah, everyone was wearing it. I'm like, diba? Oh.
Okay. Naging necklace pa.
Naging
keychain pa.
Oh,
diba?
Yeah. No, I think ako naman.
Parang ionic energy.
The hair doctor. I won't give that's true pa. Like,
what does it do?
So when I was in high school, so hair doctors are the expensive version of suklay.
Suklay lang.
Suklay, but it's metal.
Oh.
But it says that it helps for hair growth, this and that. And it's also status symbol if you have a hair doctor versus the usual plastic lang.
Ano pa ibang sikat na brand na ganun, na European? I think there's a brush.
I stop at hair doctor.
Hair doctor. Pero they're like, it's all branding.
It's branding. It's telling a story. It's catering to a certain market's pain point.
Right, yeah. There's a pain point in society that fixes. So it's like a specialization of something. Like, I watch a lot of Shark Tank.
Oh, yeah,
and most
of
them, they don't solve everything. They just solve a certain problem. I don't know if you watch an episode of Shark Tank. There's this episode where yung toilet niya, what he does is there's lights on the toilet seat. So depending on your mood, it changes a different color. So there's the underneath the seat cover of the toilet seat, there's different colors.
And how does it help the user?
I don't know. They just feel good about it when they
sit. Parang perfume lang.
Oh, parang ganun.
Mood mo nung araw na yun, yung toilet.
Tapos meron din dati yung spray sa poo. So before you poop, you spray on it so that it doesn't smell that much. Ganun.
Yeah.
So it solves a certain problem, but those dudes made them millionaires. Instant millionaires. Yeah, certain problem.
Sometimes it's the...
Simple solutions lang, di ba?
Yeah, or yung like the problems we have during our micro moments na hindi napapag-usapan masyado.
Oh.
Tapos meron palang solution.
Yeah. So, and then the money comes when there's a lot of repeat orders already. If you sell a product that will keep people buying from you over and over again, you're set for life, dude.
Di ba? Oo
like,
nga.
Sabi nga eh, here in the Philippines, you have a product that's in Watson's, you're already set. Because if it's there, it's one of the OG budols of all time. If
that's true.
Here in Watson's, it's inevitable that you buy something like a nail clipper or.
Oh, nga. Actually, pag napadaan ka,
especially for women.
I was gonna say, Watson's, they know what they're doing.
Right?
Tama, never ako pumasok na wala akong binili.
Diba? Like you'll buy something that you didn't realize you wanted to buy. Like I go, one of the worst stores that I go to. Worst because I know I'll go out not buying something 88 pesos. I know, matik 888 pesos plus yung mabibili ko.
Uh-oh.
It's a Japan Surplus or a Daiso, something like that. Those types of stores wherein it's 88 pesos only for, you know, bili ako ng hanger, tapos phone charger. I'll buy all those things. I'll end up my bills. Sorry, your bills 890 pesos, huh? Parang I bought 8 items.
Hey, that's also marketing hat. Yung pricing.
Yeah.
88, 99.
Yeah. I did an episode earlier about how pricing works. That's why pricing is like 98 pesos, 99 pesos, diba? Not 100.
Because that instantly, apparently, so much bigger in our heads.
Yeah. Kasi you don't mind the 1 peso. Sometimes hindi mo na kinukuha yung sukli mo na piso. You donated dun sa tip box na lang eh, di ba?
Yeah,
when you buy something.
Yeah.
Like when you go to Starbucks, you don't see 169 pesos. You get 160, 170, 190, right? Pero makita mo how the pricing work. 150 for the smallest one.
Yeah.
And then I think 180 for the higher one, middle one, and then 190 lang.
Like, yeah. Ooh.
190 lang yung pinaman. I'll go for the high. So, 10 pesos na. Ito, 20 pesos. So, na-adjust ka ng...
Galing.
Pero it's just adding some ice.
I was just gonna say, I saw this video on Instagram.
Pag binubuhos niya.
Oo, parang...
The tall, glass, yeah.
They ask for a tall, hot
tall,
coffee.
Tall, grande, and venti ba? Oo.
And then, I want a venti. Sure, no problem. Ice lang. Okay, venti na.
What I do, when I buy a hot chocolate, the smallest, and I get... a glass filled, a cup filled with
filled
ice.
With ice.
Do ko ilalagay. Yung tallest glass.
Diba? Because sometimes, I guess, yeah, but that's not honest, so don't do that.
Hey, I mean, if you're a business, you know, that's how you make profit, right?
That's true.
And also, like, coffee. Coffee's one of the biggest.
Most profitable.
Second most profitable. Traded goods in the world, next to, I think, gasoline, like oil.
Yeah.
Right? So, it means that coffee is coffee. However you want to call it, if it's the cheap coffee, expensive coffee, coffee is coffee. Right? So everyone adds on to it and stuff like those. A lot of new business empires are built on over coffee. I've seen, I think Jada Kiss, he has a Kiss Coffee, his brand of coffee. He's building, he's building generational wealth with his family. Jada Kiss was a year 2000 rapper back then. Not really a huge super hit maker, but he was good. Eminem and his career, yeah. I know. But thing is, he's building generational wealth with coffee. Right? So and they are making hundreds of millions out of locally grown coffee. And the branding is nice.
Yeah.
You know, the projection, the market that they're targeting is nice. So if you know your market very well, right, people are not buying your product, it means that you're not selling to the right market. Or maybe it's too expensive for your market. So you don't know your market.
That's
right?
True.
Do you agree?
Yeah. You definitely have to know your market and own it. Mm-hmm. So I've always believed
owning it, yeah.
That's being loyal to your customers or to your target market. Like yes. Not just because a certain
That's true.
Approach didn't work. Okay, let's target, for example, if let's say medyo class B or class A. Don't masa your branding.
Correct.
Because it didn't work. But a lot of brands do that. I've been in the retail industry for quite a long time. And fear can sometimes dictate a decision.
Yes.
You go there and then honestly, they fail. I've been with two brands who failed. Because they were trying, they went to just always buy two, take two, and always a promotion. But those are short-term projects.
Yeah.
In the long term, you sacrifice your branding.
Correct.
If your store always has a huge red and white banner saying buy one, take one. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And it's always there. It's not even limited.
It's not believable anymore.
They die. And I can name brands.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And you mentioned about loyalty. Loyalty is not a one-way street. Like, people can be loyal to brands, but at the same time, the brands have to be loyal to your customers also. You cannot change your message all of a sudden na, oh, target namin D and E market, biglang mamaya, target mo na A and B. Parang,
and daming, so,
nako-confused, diba?
Actually, okay, so, I guess just to clarify to everyone, we don't expect, or maybe retail brands would expect a loyal customer na ako lang bibilhin. It coexists with others.
Yes.
But in terms of the story we say, the messaging. So there was this online platform I'm not gonna name. Medyo pang masa siya na nag-top ng one of the highest paid athletes in the world.
Okay.
And then that highest paid athlete started singing the jingle of the platform.
Okay.
And it was just so weird. Because it wasn't his branding.
Oo.
And biglang naging sobrang kengkoy ka singing the song.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't think it worked.
Yeah.
Because the misuse of story. Because that's one thing also. Sometimes just because a person has millions of following, it doesn't mean bagay sa brand mo.
Correct. Yeah. You have to choose who you're working with.
Profile. And honestly, even their personal advocacy, their story kung align.
Okay lang naman yung collabs eh. Maraming brands na, brands and people that do collaboration, sometimes it's just the weirdest collaborations that you will see.
Yeah.
But it works, right? Sometimes it doesn't. So, you know, sometimes it's hit and miss eh. But it's not like, the streetwear brand Supreme, like they've done so many weirdest collabs in the world, but for them it works. Like it's an ultimate troll. Right, they would sell bricks or what have you and sell for $100. For them, it works. But for some brand, if it doesn't make sense, then you market mo parang, huh? Ang pinagagawa nito.
That's true. Being honest, so if I may share.
Yeah.
So for example, Enviber. So we noticed a certain trend. So pandemic happened and we were all in a lockdown. We will never forget that. The government was not very good in the whole lockdown thing, so we were panicking.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know where to buy food. Can we go out? This and that. Mm. So to cut it short, people created Viber communities to sell pandesal, to sell the necessary things.
Yeah, necessities.
Necessities. For the kids, that is available within the neighborhood.
Okay.
Makakalabas ka. The community surged thousands in few months. The brand, Viber, reached its quota by June. The December quota na meet ng June.
No, 2020?
2020, So, okay. So, that happened. Honestly, that also fueled us. Mm-hmm. I don't think we've ever worked that hard above and beyond. Beyond work hours, working with the different government ministries.
Yeah, uh-oh.
But also because we were so fueled by their stories. And we were just talking kanina about how helping people makes you feel good and then you want to do more, right?
Absolutely.
And then after that, of course, people started to go to the malls. Mm-hmm. But some stayed with us, with the businesses, and we wanted to know their pain points.
Yeah.
So we communicated with them. We did FGD interview. We attended webinars to understand them. Up to we launched a webinar for aspiring entrepreneurs.
Okay.
And educating them of Viber tools that they can use to sell their nice. Products and services. Yeah. Up to we, from all the doing speaking opportunities, creating our own online workshops, mm-hmm. to partnering with platforms like GCash so that it's easier paying, to launching with the help and actually really brainchild of our team in the Philippines, the Pinoy Dream Negosyo.
Yeah. Okay.
Basically, the idea here is that it's kind of like Shark Tank, wherein you can, if you're an entrepreneur or a startup, you can submit your ideas and then may elimination, may mga certain week of challenges. If you get chosen, you pitch live and then you get a business grant.
Nice.
That is very first in Viber in the whole of 190 countries where
that's awesome.
We existed.
Has that started? That's starting already. It's existing.
Yes, it's existing. So we finished Pinoy Dream Negosyo season 2 last this November.
Where is it shown?
Sorry?
Where does it air?
Yeah, no, it's online pa lang.
Okay.
So
on a YouTube
it's
channel?
It's all like online. Lahat parang the judging happens in a Viber channel.
Mm.
So lahat, the qualifications, the voting, sa Viber channel. So engagement ng mga tao also matters. But what's good about it is that what's super amazing, and as we speak today, kanina lang, we met with one of the winners.
Okay.
And we always talk about nasan ang puso in everything that we do. And that's not just like to say to make it mushy. Because that's how it started. Eh.
Yeah.
We were helping our fellow Filipinos to thrive in the pandemic. They're also helping us achieve our goals, mm-hmm. to be completely honest.
Yeah.
Sikat na sikat ng Pilipinas sa headquarters ng Viber kasi ang taas ng numbers namin. And the stories are super heartwarming. And then what's so surprising is that the winners of the 2 seasons, entrepreneurs, yes, they're all building their businesses. But they also have the advocacy to help other entrepreneurs. They are advocating for educating other people, giving them the tools, and not just on their own, mm-hmm. which is super aligned with our purpose of empowering MSME.
Nice.
So when you speak from the heart and you have authenticity, you also gravitate people like that with the same interest. Just as you were saying a while ago, that when you were talking about personal branding, dadama na dadama yung tao nakapalibot sa'yo who are actually genuinely interested to find out more about it.
Papaligiran ka talaga.
Oo. Ah, at least naman yung ano eh.
No.
Pang surface lang.
Yeah, kabi nga, if you're selling to everyone, you're not selling to anyone.
Precisely, right? That's so true. I really, sometimes I get too aggressive. Like, I remember I had a meeting and the person wanted to, in one ad, wanted to feature 4 app features. I'm like, no, you should have one
highlight one.
Most in any industry, I was in the food industry.
Yeah.
What works really is one super yummy looking food and not all of your products.
My God, I have so many communities in Viber that I
know sometimes it's gonna
so naka-mute lang siya.
Oh.
Unless tinataga ko or something.
So actually, what's good? Ako din naka-mute yung mga
super
community ko.
Super daming brands ko.
Iba doon. But so this is why it's so important to talk to your customers or to really hear their feedback.
Yeah.
Because you also get their insights. So from our winners, we realize the difference of social media and a Viber channel or Viber private message. What? Apart from the oversaturation of content and people posting so many stuff there, when a person messages you on Viber, it's very intentional they're gonna buy.
It's personal.
It's personal and intentional. They even compared, I have a pop-up store, that person, in Cebu.
I agree.
Yung mga tao dumadaan for the free food, free taste.
Mm-hmm.
But konti lang yung conversion to purchase. But those who message them on Viber, buy.
Yes.
Wala na paligoy-ligoy.
I agree. You know, as a business consultant, one thing I advise always my clients, if you want to be more intentional, direct, create a Viber group. If not a Facebook group or community that you can talk to.
Diba?
Those are the top 2 things that I always tell. Even with, like, for example, clothing brands. You want to be more intentional. You want to be VIP'd with other persons that follow your brand. Let them join a Viber group or have them join a very private Facebook group.
More private, yeah.
Kasi they want that feeling na tipong I'm being taken care of by these people, and that's why I belong in this community.
Kaya that's true.
Kaya nga, the question is, do you want to have 1 million followers or do you want to have 100,000 customers?
That's true. And that's also even in terms of the influencers now, right?
Yeah.
That's why brands measure the engagement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ako, when we hire influencers, more than the follower.
Yeah,
I guess
the followers.
It depends on your goal. If you want to build that's credibility, so yeah. Of course have the tier one mega influencers.
Yeah.
But conversion and engagement wise, yeah. Kailangan talaga tingnan.
Yeah. Actually, I could attest to that because I was doing something for a brand as an influencer, and the other person, ayun ko, binigay ng agent yung cost ng influencer who has I think 3 more million followers than me.
Mm.
And yung cost niya is the same cost as mine. And both were approved by the client because they found out of the engagement and the type of followers that follow my content compared to that person who's more of an entertainer with more than 3 million followers pa sa akin.
Alam mo, yeah, that's a whole... It's hard to talk about it because I kind of work in that industry.
Yeah.
But not just having millions of followers, even if, for example, you're a celebrity, the conversion can be...
Baba. Yeah. Actually, the higher your following goes, the smaller engagement becomes. Eh.
Maybe the fandom grows, but the conversion...
Yeah, the conversion becomes smaller. Diba, I shared with my team an article about this girl from Florida who had 2.8 million followers. So, she has 2.8 million followers and she wanted to monetize her followers, not just on ads and what have you. She wanted to make merch. So she contacted a company to make her merchandise, to make her shirts, and she was ready because she knew that 2.8 million followers, she's gonna sell a lot of t-shirts. So when they launched the product, she was waiting, checking her computer, nothing.
Voila.
She could not even sell 36 t-shirts.
Wow.
And this girl is very entertaining, high engagement and stuff like that. Taas ng reach, millions, what have you. Even on YouTube, she cannot even sell 36 shirts. Why? Because she has 2.8 million followers and not even 10,000 customers.
I know.
That's
wow.
A problem.
Not even 30 plus shirts.
Imagine not being able to sell 36 shirts that's worth $35 each. I mean, that's normal for...
Yeah.
I mean, a brand with, let's say, 25,000 followers on Instagram could sell that in 30 minutes.
You know, okay, so I started, I can't believe I'm saying this because this is something I piloted just today. So I started a meeting with my teammate, and the title of the meeting, again, I can't believe I'm sharing this, is What Are We Not Doing?
Okay.
That's the title of the meeting.
That's nice.
And the idea is that when in meetings, you always talk about what should we do.
Okay.
There's a goal, there's a problem, this is what we do. And then we're...
It's the reverse.
Right. And we're like guided, these are the rules. And then our creativity gets lessened, this and that. So what are we not doing? And I wanted it to be like a weekly or bi-weekly thing. Relax to boost the creativity.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, she was scared. She thought I set the meeting to talk about her lapses.
Okay.
Like, what is she not doing properly? But that was both for us. So for me, like, for example, I've been with the same company for running 5 years. And then I realized during the meeting that, in a way, my fire medyo nabawasan na.
Yeah.
I had so many ideas before. Nothing was approved.
Yeah.
At some point, you fighting spirit mo. You choose your battles, right?
Yeah.
So kanina, she said this. This is Kiara, by the way. She's doing an amazing job. And she said this, na naging comfortable na siya sa idea. What if we tap really, really micro nano KOLs?
Like 5K below?
Not even.
Like 1,000?
Even lesser.
Wow.
I know. It's just like 1,000 or less.
Pero intentional influencer siya.
Yeah.
Okay.
And when she was saying that, ganyan reaction ko eh. No way. But that is the point. What are we not doing? Because there's this person who's me, who's her superior, who's not believing it yet. Then she wouldn't say it in a meeting.
Yeah.
But then when she was explaining it, she said, it's because you have a stronger cult following.
Yes.
When your followers know that what you're sharing is not paid. Mm-hmm. When it's really authentic.
Yeah. She actually bought that product. He actually bought that shirt.
Which is true. When I see a friend who's not really super into social media.
Yeah.
But
and then
once
he
posts something, then that probably maybe was life-changing for him. So if I did not bother to listen to her, and if the theme of the meeting was what should we do, di ko makikinig. Then when she was able to explain her point, and of course,
yeah.
Syempre, it needs volume for something to happen. O nga, no?
Yeah.
So this is where the authenticity comes. Word of mouth will always be always a good thing.
Right.
And yeah, so I wanted to share that. I hope it will be a success for us.
Yeah.
But my goal is we pilot it and then we share to the team and then the team finds out about our meetings, then they do it, then the whole Vibert does it globally.
For an entrepreneur, how do you actually suggest that someone uses Viber?
Okay.
For a startup entrepreneur, let's say, you know, you have a small business.
Let's say food business, right?
Okay, yeah,
so
sure.
A lot of, to be honest, a lot of our food business partners or mm-hmm. users are with FoodPH. So okay. FoodPH is a channel with, I think, 300, 400,000 followers now.
Yeah.
And we always give a chance for the members to post their content.
Mm.
All you have to do is to private message the
admin. A super admin. Or
yeah,
an admin.
Super admin.
Yeah.
So we will give you admin privileges so you can post. And I'm so happy to say this, there's always conversion.
That's nice.
And
because
actually, hindi ko makapaniwala. And this came directly from our merchants. So that's one thing. Find out. And if you are an entrepreneur and if you really want it, we're Googleable.
Yeah.
Search Viber Business, Viber
actually,
Entrepreneurs.
Personally, that works for me. I am a member of that group.
Yeah.
And during the lockdown period and now, even now, when I see something interesting, uy, bago to ah.
Kasi ano eh, you open, let's say, muted yung channel. But you go to FoodPH intentionally because you want to check out new food.
Yeah.
So
correct.
That's not always what you get maybe through the other food platforms.
Yeah.
So that's one thing. Actually, start with that. And then we have Racket PH, R-A-K-E-T, for other businesses that's not food related.
Okay.
Because you also promote that.
For small businesses.
Small businesses.
Nice.
And then Food PH is for food businesses.
Do you have any for fashion? Small, like startup?
You can start with Racket. Because our
Racket,
goal this
okay.
year, so our goal last year was to grow these channels, right?
Okay.
Which is owned by us.
Okay.
Which are owned by us.
Yeah.
But the goal this year is the businesses, for example, Bistro Box, one mm-hmm. of our partners, to grow their own channel.
That makes
and we
sense.
Will help them. All you have to do, honestly, I don't know a multinational global brand who has a local team who's really hands-on mm-hmm. in helping MSME. I'm not saying this because I'm Viber. But, well, I know. Because the goal is to really help you grow your business. And we can, let's say we have an explore screen, we'll give you an airtime. We have Viber PH with
yeah.
over 1 million followers. We'll promote you.
Yeah.
As long as our stories align. That's
nice.
It.
Nice.
We're very passionate about this. We're very passionate.
Not just them, but her.
I am. Yeah.
you know how passionate she talked about what her role is with Viber. How long have you been with Viber?
Yeah, my longest?
2017?
2018.
Oh, wow.
So 5 years in May. This is the longest I've been with a company. And I've had different roles. And I think I've been there the longest because the autonomy.
Yeah.
Because I like I was going to say I like to argue. No, but I like to really share my thoughts.
Yeah.
And I'm quite passionate with my thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually know how I like it and that. But I'm not going to say something that's wala namang plano.
Uh-oh.
But they're there to listen. And if you're up for debates and arguments, then that's a very good environment for you.
What's your current role again? No?
PR lead for Asia Pacific.
Okay.
So
that's huge. That's why you're always in other countries as
yeah.
well. So that's just in the Philippines.
No.
Ugh,
so, well, before pandemic, I love traveling a lot. The pandemic happened. Nasanay ka hanggang nasanay ka na comfortable. Tas,
but you were just in another country recently.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, for an event and training.
Yeah.
And then, nasanay ako sa... Now I'm liking golf. Like, when I can't have time, I just
okay.
want to golf.
Or go to the beach.
Yeah, yung beach nga nabawasan. Kasi I want to be good at golf. One of my takeaways in the pandemic, if you do a lot of things, you can't be excellent at it.
Yeah.
So I want to be excellent in golf. But yeah, so I think this quarter, two countries maybe,
mm-hmm.
Because Viber is really growing.
Yeah.
In different parts of the world. So we might have some countries that are not growing as fast as APAC, but APAC, especially Philippines, grabbing.
How many growth. Users do we have now in the Philippines with Viber?
I would say that the registered users would registered. Be 45M.
Wow, that's a lot.
And that was more than a year ago.
See, Lana's my best friend when it comes to Viber.
Siyempre.
I need a request. Lana, paano mo naman sa Viber?
Yeah, and we're very passionate in helping businesses.
Guys,
and
hit
of
me up
course,
if you need anything. You have to go through me. Huh?
Oh, okay.
With the brands that I work with.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you need anything Viber, I'm your guy
Thank
first.
You.
I'll filter it for Lana.
Yeah, kasi sometimes, honestly, some the a bit of, not downside, but, syempre, all apps, they all have bugs. They all crash.
Yeah, like, one of the hatest problems that I have worse is that when I post on my Viber group, biglang may magre-reply na bot na parang Russian or something.
That happened to you?
So I have to turn off the response.
Oh.
Like, di ba, you have safe space?
Yeah.
If you open it up, magko-comment yung mga parang bots. Ay,
talaga?
Hate. So I had I think your suggestion was to turn off the commenting.
Yeah, pwede yun. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Gaano kadami yung minsan that like, happens.
Like one every three posts may magko-comment gan. Sometimes it's like a live sex pa yung mga ganun na.
Sa ibang bansa that grew
Is it the virus or something?
No, I actually honestly
bigla na nagiging member yung person.
Searchable because some of the community
are searchable.
It can be searchable or like when someone shares a link for community, they post it on a social media page,
tapos
sasali. They click it, they join.
Oh,
but
wow.
There are ways to restrict that. You can restrict random people joining. You can even have an age limit. And then yes, you can turn off commenting feature.
Yun na. Pero I wanted people to comment. Pero yun nga lang, when people comment, may kasunod na magko-comment na
That's
pang in a spam. So,
sometimes it
I had
happens.
To turn it off. So, nag-end up, hanggang like na lang sila. So, I think one of the things that can be fixed is to have auto-detection of spam.
Okay, so that's
maybe,
one
right?
thing we are working on, like spam management, managing spam. Because the thing about that, the most challenging thing is that Viber is by default encrypted. Encrypted.
Yeah.
And if I explain that,
super safe.
I send a message to him in the server that becomes codes, not words.
Yeah.
It only becomes words when it goes to you.
Yeah.
So the challenge is how do we really detect all of the things that come, right? So now, although we have a 24/7 customer assistant, that if you report a certain channel or person,
okay.
they respond right away.
Okay.
Because that is a priority.
Right.
So that's one thing we're also working on.
So you can report.
You can report and they immediately work on it.
Okay.
Because our CSR, our customer service specialist, global. So, laging merong someone handling it.
Nice. Interesting.
Yeah. I actually have a question, but is it okay to ask? What's your point of the Balenciaga controversy? Yung meron silang mga parang bandage or like, kumbaga sexual. Can we ask that?
Yeah, that's okay because I think it's trolling. I feel like it's trolling to a certain level. It's in their brand's DNA. Like I mean, they sold like a parang pang market na bag that sold for like $2,000, right? Imagine
yung
pang wet market, bayong.
Oh.
Parang IKEA na
hindi
ano?
Hindi ba Dior yun?
Hindi, Dior Balenciaga.
Meron
Balenciaga. Parang magbebenta sila ng mga oversized na mga something that you won't wear. It's just for attention. So, brands always have those. Even, they call it a lost leader in fashion. So, even brands like Gucci and Louis Vuitton, when they do the runway shows, they have like a piece like, oh wow, ang ganda nun. But it turns out, it's not sold to the public. Or,
it's just
something to talk about. So, Balenciaga takes it to another level. Like, and they would actually sell it. Hindi siya parang, shit, yung jacket na hindi available, pang ano lang pala dun sa show lang yun. Kaya parang, when you watch a runway show for fall, winter, for example, for December, you see it now, pero hindi siya lalabas actual because you want something people will always talk about.
That's and true. That's also marketing.
It's marketing, yeah.
Creating something to talk about, even the very limited edition.
Yeah. Oh, pala, sinabi mo limited edition.
Diba, pila na
the
yan.
The more limited this, the more people would want it. It's what's in the industry for sneakers ever since. Like, you know, if the law of supply and demand, if sabi mo only 50,000 of these, you know, sneakers by Travis Scott will be out. So yung mga tao, there will, di ba yung isang Travis Scott, yung reverse mocha, ilang millions of people tried to check out with that. Parang 3 million people, I think. Basta millions. But there are only 70,000 pairs of those shoes. But millions of people signed up for it.
Yeah. So, I think creating that fear na mawawalan ka.
Yeah. The FOMO.
FOMO. Yeah. FOMO. FOMO. Yeah, yeah,
so fear of missing out on something. And that's what I will say. Babalik tayo sa meta, it's okay to miss out.
That's true.
Because the shoes, this is something I learned late na. I mean, after having 1,200 pairs of sneakers, is that the brands will never run out of things that...
Precisely.
Like when you get something, oh, you got their holy grail of shoes. For example, for women, bags. You got your bag. The next thing you know, there's another new bag that's, you know, super expensive and you gotta have it. So you'll feel that you're missing out, or you'll feel that you're so poor because you can't afford it, but you want it. It's so aspirational. That's marketing. The more things that you want, the more poor you get.
Yeah, it's creating a need that right? wasn't there to begin with. You Correct. Suddenly create, I need this. Like,
yeah.
Like you ask yourself though, like do you need it or want it?
Like I have 35 pairs of Jordan 1s, more now, I think. It's all the same. It's different colors.
Really?
Right? Wow. My friends who are not into sneakers who ask like, why the fuck do you need those Chuck Taylors? Sabi mo nga, Chuck Taylors pa eh. Pero Jordan yun, ha? Why the fuck do you need all those same silhouette but different look? Because I'm collecting them. Kanya-kanyang trip yun. Yeah? But the thing is, I got hooked into it because of marketing. How it is. It's there. It's the nostalgia feel of being yeah. being able to buy things that you weren't able to buy as a kid, you know.
Oh yeah.
So I got started in the sneakers. I wanted a pair of sneakers when I was in fifth grade, Jordan 9s, that I did not have. That was in 1994 when Jordan retired. I wanted those sneakers, and then 2011 I told my wife I wanted to buy the sneakers because I didn't have them as a kid. Now I can afford 100 of those.
I was just gonna ask, like, what made you buy 35 pairs of the same right? item?
Same question I would ask a friend of mine who has 40 Hermes Birkin bags.
Really?
Different colors.
Why?
Her name shall not be named, but she has 40 different Birkin bags, all the same size.
And what's her narrative?
Huh?
What's her rationale behind it?
Well, she wants. She likes.
Is it an investment? Is she gonna resell it?
I don't know. She likes all the different colors just because she can't afford it. She wants all the colors.
I think at the end of the day.
Perspective, I think.
So okay, I'll share a story that makes me cringe. So I attended this event, and there was this I can't believe I'm saying this in a podcast. There's this person I met who sat beside me. And when I entered the room, someone told me, Lana, this person, his watch is worth over 3 million pesos.
Okay.
And honestly, for me, it wasn't, I don't care. Just to be very straight.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't give a flying F.
Yeah.
So anyway, okay, tapos na, kumain na ako, I was drinking. And then the person sat beside me. And then, nakaganito siya. Sa side niya.
Okay.
Tapos, okay, oh, Lana. So, Lana, ganyan. And he kept on doing this. To make me notice his watch.
Watch, yeah.
Nakakatawa, I felt like I was in a FPJ movie. Alam mo yung mga kontrabida na yeah. matatanda. Yayabang. Tapos sobrang, whatever.
Yeah.
And then, di ko pinansin.
Okay.
In my head, gusto ko sabihin, bro, masakit ba yung braso mo? So, I shared that to my friends. And he eventually left. Sabi ko, well, as long as that makes him happy.
Yeah.
Whatever you're doing, if that makes him happy. From that point of view, from where I stand, parang, no, like, if you use it to I guess if you're super insecure and it's your way to get girls, fine, but the end of the day, if you sleep happy at night,
yeah.
do what you gotta
yeah.
do. But at that point in time, tawan-tawa talaga ako.
But it just proves that things don't make you a better person.
Oh, definitely not.
Like, if you're a bad person and then you give them more money, you don't become instantly a good person just because you have more money, right?
Definitely.
If you give someone, a crook, more money, they're gonna want more money.
Yeah.
Right? Ganun yan. Kumbaga kung magnanakaw, tapos bigyan mo ng more money, they don't stop. Like, ano ko na magnanakaw? Kasi marami na akong pera. No. They don't stop.
Yeah.
Like, look at Escobar. Pablo Escobar. That's how he died. The greed for more money. Not just more money, but power. Diba? You become more hungry for it. But, kumbaga, you give an insecure person more money, guess what happens? The person becomes what? More insecure.
Exactly.
Diba? Like, you know a person with Napoleon syndrome?
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Right?
Uh-oh.
If you give that person more power, he becomes more of a Napoleon.
Yeah, because you don't really address the real concern.
Yes.
The real issue why you have that.
You're covering it up with things, right?
Yeah.
Covering up with
so
things.
So that's one thing maybe we can discuss next time.
Yeah.
Because okay, that's super important also.
Yeah. Okay. It's good.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks
for coming by again.
I know. Like the time, nakalimot ako nga, I have to go. So the conversation is always so good.
That's
no
good.
Script.
Yeah.
We just talk about what to talk about.
I never
about,
do
and then
scripts. I think the only time I did script was for someone. Yeah. But yeah, I don't do scripts.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye. Thank you.